Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Mr. Sam is too cold for me, P, Sam P. How y'all doing out there today, man? I pray, man, that y'all are staying warm in this cold weather. And some people are used to that. My New Yorkers, my upstate. You know what? Look, this I'm gonna give a shout out to all my New Yorkers, my people in Jersey, everybody, Baltimore. Look, since y'all used to the cold weather, this is what I need. I need y'all to come down from there and shovel my yard for me. Wow, you're fixing me a ham sandwich and y'all tuning in to Renewed Radio. Man, cold weather is just not for me, man. I don't care if it's like a little bit of ice. You know, I could go out there if I really want to. Most of us could. I mean, especially if we didn't have no food at all. We wouldn't care how much snow was on the ground. We would make sure we try to go to a store or something if it was open or make some slushies or something. Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, but I'm just enjoying this day and with my wife. We watching movies, doing some chores around the house. And what I want y'all to do right now is just sit back, relax. Man, if y'all are out, then please stay focused on the road because I don't want you to get in an accident. But if you're not and if you're at your crib, sit back, relax. We're about to tune in to some Brit Nicole with Who You Say You Are. Check it out.
But there are days I can't see a house.
matter who you say you are, check out my girl Salita Mason with I Shall Not Be Moved. Check out her album, Heart of a Believer, on Facebook. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on all of the digital stores that you can name and think of. It's an awesome album. It will change your life. This is Renewed Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here chilling in the cold on my birthday. It's a blessing to see another year, another day, and just to see at age of 33 years old. You know, just a quick testimony about myself. 10 years ago, I was going to a place called Johnson Community College. In the classroom, trying to get my life back on track as I thought, going down a path where, for me personally, I thought God, well, I didn't even think about God. I was thinking about my own well-being, while at the same time, I wanted to relax and enjoy life. I wanted to smoke. I wanted to drink. I wanted to do those things while I was having epilepsy, and I try to take my mind off of that by doing those things, but in reality, what I needed to do is put my mind on the Lord. And, you know, in life, we're going to struggle. Obviously, we know that. If we don't know that, then something is wrong. And what I mean by struggle, it's like we're going to have hard times. We're going to have hardships. But according to how we react to those hardships determines the outcome, whether our hardship was a victory or a failure. And see, we struggle because of the fall of mankind at the beginning of time. See, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, that's what all started this whole thing. And basically, whether it was Adam and Eve or whoever God named Adam and Eve, that's the whole thing that started mankind, and we are included in that. And said before the fall of man didn't have to work for nothing. God provided everything they needed without breaking a sweat. Now we have jobs, we got schedules, we got chores, we got other responsibilities, but it can leave us tired and drained and frustrated and stressed. So how do we avoid these mindsets that leave us down in the dumps and depressed? Because you think about it, you're doing these daily responsibilities that you normally have to do, but why are we feeling so depressed about these daily responsibilities? Why are we feeling so depressed about taking care of our kids? You know, I was watching a movie last night, and I encourage y'all to go see it, especially all the mothers, single mothers, married mothers. I encourage y'all to see this. It's called Mom's Night Out. And so basically, just a brief overview. Mom was trying to take everything into her hands. She was married, but her husband was working all the time, and he would come back home, check on her. But she felt like that she wasn't doing enough. She was taking care of the kids. She was taking care of other people's kids. She was trying to do everything, and she felt depressed, stressed. She was saying she was OCD. But the real truth was she was trying to satisfy herself by doing those things. And she felt like her excuse was, you know, my husband isn't satisfied and our things of that nature, but her husband never showed any action to where he wasn't satisfied. He always encouraged her. He even encouraged her to go out. And that's why I call Mom's Night Out. He encouraged her to go out and take a break, and he took on the responsibility of taking care of the kids. But even when she was out, she still had that mindset of wanting to take on responsibilities. She couldn't even enjoy her time out. So, you know, a lot of times we have to realize that when we're facing hardship, most of us who believe in Jesus Christ, we say, well, the only thing you got to do is pray about it. But the truth is, even as followers of Christ, when we face those situations, we don't really want to pray if we want to truthfully be honest about it. And so even people who are not followers of Christ, they might say things like, you know, you want to take a break, or, you know, don't let that stuff worry you. But because you have taken on the mentality of overload, everything you do, even when it's something simple, you overexert yourself. You go into a mindset of overload, which it overloads you personally. And so we face hardships and times. We attempt to take on these challenges ourselves, and we feel like we are a failure when we don't succeed in those challenges. So why do we feel like a failure? Why can't we succeed in these situations? Why can't we succeed in taking a role on as a mother, as a teacher? Why do we feel like we can't succeed? Because the truth is, the hard times will never be before alone. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:15, it said, "The battle is not yours, but the Lord." And in this passage of scripture, our army, which was Judah and Jerusalem, they were fighting a bigger army. And so the bigger army, they had size, they had strength. But this challenge, it seems so humongous. It's like, we can't, how can we do this when we got these little people? But only thing I'm here to tell y'all right now, only thing you need is God, Jesus Christ. So when we don't embrace the solution to fighting through our hard times, we will continue to look at life with no hope, because as humans, we are flawed individuals and we are prone to mistakes. So we need a source that is flawless to help guide us in this fast-paced world we live in. So take this with you while you're sitting in the snow, or when you go back to work, or wherever you go to your career, your business. To win in life, you have to follow the lead of the person who has already won every hardship, every challenge that you will face, and that person's name is Jesus Christ. Y'all, this is Renew Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. We're going to go back to play some music for you. Here's my man, Baradox. Yo, check out Baradox on Renew Your Mind Records, as he is our featured artist of the week. Man, this man right here, I'm telling you, check out his website at ChristRevolution.com. His man is really serious about getting the gospel out for Jesus Christ. So check out Baradox featuring E. Daniels with Tonight.
Superstar with a souped-up car, driving down a boulevard like I'm living large and in charge, when I really know my life got flaws. And oh, I would be lost if it wasn't for the Lord. He brought me back from Satan's dance and trap. See, where I was headed at was really a trap, and when some get into that, there's no turning back. They fall victim to worship the idol called rap and hip hop. Man, you don't stop, and you don't quit, pulling more souls into it. See, I slip when God rips the darkness from my eyes. I realize I've drifted far away from my God. I approach the throne with humility and repentance. God watched in Christ's blood escape the death sentence, not just for me, but for all who will listen. Now I'm straight up on a mission. I'm going to praise Him tonight.
Tonight,
tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight.
brothers and help. More mistakes I would have made till now. I value who God allowed me to become me, develop me, grew me up in the knowledge of His Son. And we are one to Him. When we receive His gifts, we receive righteousness. And now I live like this, totally submitted. Humility is the ticket. Pride I'm allergic to, and Christ is my med to help me kick it. Far away, now my focus is more now. Closer to God, every day, every night. He's with you, no matter your trouble or your fight. Nothing can stop him, so keep Christ in your life. It don't matter if others no longer rock with you. Just keep praying that one day they see the truth like you. And believe on His name and confess Christ like you. And love God like you do.
I'm going to pray this song.
Boy Doctoring featuring Echo with Not Fooling Me. Shouts out to Final Reflect Entertainment. Everybody on the Final Reflect Entertainment team, much love up there. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, as we are winding down here on January the 23rd of 2016. I just want to give a shout-out to all the January birthdays. I want to give a shout-out to my home girl, Sabrine Matsuwali. I think her birthday was on yesterday. And anybody else that has a birthday in January, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, they have birthdays in January. Big shouts out to them. And everybody, man, just who have a birthday in January. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing more birthday shout-outs, play y'all a little song, something special for the birthdays. I think I'm just going to start doing that for everybody. So, please let me know what your birthday is. Shoot me an email, or you can shoot me a Facebook message. You catch me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/renewyourmindproductions, or you can catch me at my email. It's plugintojesus@therenewedsamp.com. That's plug in the number two, Jesus, at therenewedsamp.com. Look, man, if y'all are able to drive and go out tomorrow, please go to church. Don't try to front if you ain't really trapped inside, because I know how the saints want to get. Oh, it's noon outside. But yeah, I'll be the first one to get up early in the morning to go to the store. You know how it is. Look, thank y'all for joining me for on Renewed Radio. I will see y'all on Wednesday, 9:30. Peace.